The 2015 comedy drama Grandma marks the return of Lily Tomlin in a leading role on the big screen. In this edition of SIU Reviews, film critic Simone Beck takes a closer look at the movie that examines the meaning of family and the value of living life on one's own terms.
There's something one of my professors in undergrad used to say that I didn't quite understand at the time, but now I find myself repeating the phrase when things are not going well. Luckily, she would say, time only moves in one direction. Since I tended to spend most of my time in undergrad wishing to skip ahead to when I was living on my own, or conversely wishing I could reverse time to change that stupid thing I did or said, I didn't really understand the allure behind the rigidity of time. Grandma, the latest movie from writer-director Paul Weitz, is a film obsessed with the passage of time. The movie unfolds over the course of a single day, as Elle and her granddaughter Sage try and round up the $600 needed so Sage can have an abortion at the end of the day. The reasons Elle doesn't have the money and the reasons Sage won't ask her mom for the money are a bit contrived and not worth focusing on, as they are purely functional lines of exposition that exist to compel the characters to take the journey. The one-day deadline, though, provides both narrative and thematic structure. The movie, perhaps unknowingly, illustrates the paradox of autobiographical time. Autobiographical time, or autobiographical memory, is the set of memories you have about your own life and how you experience it. As Dutch psychologist and memory scholar Dwa Drasma suggests, our experience of time is not always consistent. Time sometimes seems to speed up as we age. Drasma suggests that the time seems to pass more slowly when we are young because our lives are made up of novel experiences. But as we age, our days are filled with the same experiences, which makes it feel as if time is passing more quickly. The same phenomenon can be seen over a much shorter time span, say a two-week vacation. At the beginning of the 2 weeks, the days seem to stretch on endlessly. But a few days before the end of the vacation, and it feels suddenly like time has been going much too quickly. The story time of Grandma is constrained to one day, but in order to find the money, Sage and Elle must shift through the wreckage of Elle's past. Elle seems angry and upset at the way things have turned out, in her life, in the lives of other people, and in the culture as a whole. At one point, she tells the younger woman she's been dating, "You should stop working in this dump and go back and get your doctorate," and mocks her granddaughter for not knowing about the feminine mystique. It is refreshingly one of the few films I've seen in recent memory that celebrates academia and critical thinking. This is fitting, given that the movie itself makes Elle reflect on all of these choices, so that we are mired in Elle's autobiographical time and the construction of her identity, as the ghosts of Elle's past choices seem to stack up against her over a single day. For example, in their final attempt to rustle up the money, Elle takes Sage to visit a mystery man she hasn't seen in 30 years. The conflict between Elle and her mystery man is rooted in Elle's identity as a lesbian, a poem she wrote about him, and overall, the visit does not go well. But Elle has her dead wife's name, Violet, tattooed on the inside of her wrist, at the place where you could stop and take your pulse, a reminder that a heartbeat is like a metronome measuring out our autobiographical time. Although the movie allows us to see the ghosts of Elle's pasts, Elle, like the rest of us, can only move forward to help her granddaughter, to try and reconnect with her daughter, to maybe forge a relationship with someone else in the wake of the death of her wife. And in doing so, the movie demonstrates that time's constant progression forward is, as my professor was saying, its own kind of gift. Left to our own devices, we might use our grief to forever spin time backwards or to slow it down to a crawl, never moving forward. Grandma is a celebration of the way the world spins madly on, dragging us ever forward into our future.
Simone Beck is a doctoral candidate in the College of Mass Communication and Media Arts at SIU. She is currently working on a dissertation about architectural space and the American television sitcom.